until midnight on 6PR. This is Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley.
Glaucoma is referred to as the silent thief, and the reason is because it steals the sight of Australians every year, unknown. In fact, it's been estimated more than half of 300,000 people who suffer from glaucoma in Australia don't even know they've got it, which is pretty scary. This week, by the way, is World Glaucoma Week, and Professor Jonathan Crowston, who's Managing Director of the Centre for Eye Research, has been talking about new breakthroughs in the battle against the disease and the latest research being done at the Centre for Eye Research in Australia. And we're lucky to have Dr. Nathan Kerr on the program. He is also from the Centre for Eye Research here in Australia, talking about that disease which is referred to, as I said before, as the silent thief. And thanks very much for joining us, Nathan.
My pleasure.
The moment we start talking about something being silent and being a thief, I mean, what it implies in this case is it steals your sight and you don't even know it's happening. That, to me, could be really scary. You know, there are lots of things, I suppose, that we might be potentially facing that we get some sort of clear warning that that is potentially about to happen. If you've got something that you don't realise you're getting until it actually turns up, that becomes positively frightening.
Yes, exactly. So it really is a difficult condition to treat. And as part of World Glaucoma Week, we're really wanting to raise awareness about the importance of eye checks. As you mentioned, it affects over 300,000 people throughout the country of any age. And as you say, one in two people do not know they have the condition. It's glaucoma, for your listeners, is an eye disease. And it affects the optic nerve, which carries the images from the eye to the brain. And it can cause slow and progressive vision loss and sometimes even blindness. And I see firsthand patients who have lost vision from glaucoma. The good news is we have very effective treatments for glaucoma. And in many cases, we can halt the disease and prevent vision loss. But the difficult thing is that people do not know they have the condition. Even with moderate or advanced disease, there can be very few symptoms. And so that's why it's absolutely critical that people get their eyes checked for glaucoma. And this can be done in a simple and painless eye test with your optometrist or your eye specialist or ophthalmologist to detect whether you have glaucoma. And that's absolutely important because at the moment we don't have treatments that can reverse sight loss from glaucoma. And so detecting the disease in an early stage is critical.
So what we're talking about is the ability to contain the disease once we know it's there, but once the effects of the disease have manifested themselves, then you've got a real problem because you're not really able to reverse it.
Exactly, exactly. So although we can still treat even advanced disease, it's much more difficult than if we detect it at an early stage.
The vibe I'm getting about this particular disease, though, is it sneaks up on you in such a way that as your eyesight is clearly deteriorating, it's happening so slowly that you're not conscious of it. Is that pretty well the danger behind it?
Exactly, because the brain is very good at filling in the information that is missing. And so even if you've lost 80 or even 90% of your vision from glaucoma, your brain fills in what you're not seeing and you're unaware of what you're not able to see. And that's very important for things such as driving, whereas you may not see an oncoming car or pedestrian. This has a very real impact on people's lives.
I notice you talk about no easily recognisable symptoms, which straight away says that if you're going to detect this, especially if you're going to detect it early, you have to go through an eye test. Can we go through exactly what the eye test is for glaucoma, just so we can be aware of how it may be? Because I guess when it comes to eye tests, one of the things that I'm guessing a lot of people would feel uncomfortable about is the potential, I guess, for pain, but also in the case of a lot of eye tests, the potential for the eye test itself not necessarily to be painful, but to be very uncomfortable. And I think in some cases it's not unrealistic to suggest that that does deter some people.
Exactly, exactly. Well, the good news is that the eye test for glaucoma is relatively quick and is entirely painless. It involves looking at the optic nerve by holding a lens in the front of the eye that enables your optometrist or ophthalmologist to look for signs of glaucoma. And the optic nerve is actually part of the brain, and it's the only part of the brain that we can actually directly visualize. Your optometrist or ophthalmologist will also measure your eye pressure. And again, this is done with a painless either air puff or a special device that measures the pressure. And they may also do a test of how well the nerve is working, and that's what we call a visual field test. And that's a test that shines a little light in the edge of your vision, and you simply press a button if you see the light. And so on average, it takes about 15 to 20 minutes for this eye test to be done, and you can go home, you know, the same day without any drops that will affect your vision.
Nathan, I've got to say, you're putting me at ease because you make this process sound really simple, but also at the same time really essential. The funny thing is that we're talking about, from what you've described, a series of tests that are not invasive, they're not painful, yet they're the kind of tests that we're simply not having, yet they could avoid a lot of problems for us if only we took the test.
Exactly, exactly. So our big message is that glaucoma can affect anybody. We do know that it gets more common as we get older, and so we encourage anybody over the age of 40 to have an eye test. Or we also know glaucoma runs in families, and so if you have a family member with glaucoma, or you've been told previously that you have high eye pressure, you absolutely should go and get screened.
The eye pressure, how critical is that?
So it's an important factor, and it is the part that we treat, but it's not the only factor. And we know that many people can have glaucoma with entirely normal eye pressures. And so it's important that to have your eyes properly and thoroughly tested for glaucoma, you need to look at the optic nerve and not simply measure only the pressure, because you'll still miss many cases of glaucoma.
So what we're looking at here in essence is we're looking at a series of tests that make a determination. Let's just, for our hypothetical, assume that somebody's presented, you've carried out the test, you come to the conclusion that, yes, you're in the very early stages of glaucoma. There's no obvious signs to you. Your eyesight at this particular juncture appears okay, but the tests certainly indicate that you're in the early stages. Typically, what sort of treatment would you then undergo?
Yes, so the good news is glaucoma can be very easily treated at that stage or any stage. For most patients, our treatment is to lower eye pressure either with eye drops, and this is usually just one drop taken at night to each eye, or a painless laser procedure that can lower the eye pressure, that generally lowers people's pressure over for 2 to 5 years, and for many people may eliminate the need and inconvenience of taking eye drops.
Are these treatments, when we talk about success rates, what kind of percentage are we talking about? So, for example, if you present with those symptoms, if you're in the early stages and you take the treatments to which you've just referred, what are the percentage of success rate? That is, that the disease will not progress any further, or, because you've already said it won't reverse, so I guess we're talking about not progressing any further. What sort of success rate?
Yeah, it's a very high. You were talking well over, you know, 90% of patients we can halt the disease and prevent further vision loss from glaucoma with early detection and regular follow-up.
So we're talking about maintain the treatment, the disease doesn't get any worse, better than 90% success rate. So we're talking about extremely high success rates here. Potentially, 1 in 2 people don't see you. By the time people do go and see you, typically, to what level has their sight deteriorated? Because I guess in some respects, what we're doing is saying, this is a test you should perhaps have as a precautionary test. And then somebody might say, well, I don't want to have a test unless I really need it. So how do we make that judgment call that, well, perhaps I really ought to have the test?
Exactly. So that's the tricky thing with glaucoma. You can feel entirely fine, think your vision is absolutely perfect, and still have even advanced disease. And so really the message is that anybody over the age of 40 or with a family history or high eye pressure, regardless of how well they feel they see, should get their eyes checked. And the good news is that even if it is advanced disease, it can still be treated at that stage.
Now, the other thing is, how many people would be saying to you, well, look, Dr. Kerr, my eyesight isn't what it used to be. Do people sometimes confuse other forms of eye deterioration with glaucoma?
Exactly, yes, quite commonly. So one of the common things is that people may find that their near vision decreases with age, that they may find they need reading glasses, or other things such as cataracts, where the lens inside the eye becomes cloudy. But neither of these things necessarily either go with or rule out glaucoma. And so you can have both these conditions and still have glaucoma. And so we can detect those other things at the time of your glaucoma test. And so really, whether you are having symptoms or not, I think getting tested is a good idea.
Now, what role does diet play in potential glaucoma prevention? Has there been any study carried out into that?
Yes, that's a really good question. So at the Centre for Eye Research Australia, we're conducting a number of studies looking at helping people prevent sight loss from glaucoma. We're really doing that in a number of ways, looking at early diagnosis and better treatments and also restoring sight. Going to your question of nutrition, there's been recently a study looking at vitamin B3, and it's been found to be very effective at preventing glaucoma in animal studies, or mice studies at this stage, looking at animals that inherit glaucoma. Adding vitamin B3 to their drinking water can prevent them from getting glaucoma. And so it's very exciting that maybe an over-the-counter vitamin may be able to help prevent or treat glaucoma. Now, it's important that this is still at sort of laboratory stage, and we still need to do human studies to see if humans get the same benefit as mice. But it's a very, very exciting finding, and that's recently been published in Science only last week.
Dr. Nathan Kerr, thank you very much for having a chat to us.
My pleasure.
And let's hope we can do a little bit more to help detect glaucoma a bit earlier. By the way, if you'd like to check out the information from the Centre for Eye Research here in Australia, the website is cera.org, that's O-R-G.au.